I know you're tired. Tired of being the way you are. Tired of the heaviness, of the inner mess, of the constant sense of this cannot be it. You just want to change. You want to feel better, do better, be better. Anything but this version of you. I hear you. And I know how this must feel, how you want to just break free from it, snap out of it, and finally become the person that you thought always that you should be this way. But can I ask you something? Can I ask you to slow down? Just slow down a little. We are living in a world that has forgotten how to be patient. We are constantly being trained to expect everything now. Fast food, express delivery, instant healing. And this conditioning runs deep, so deep that we start doing it to ourselves. We start treating our inner world the same way we treat the outer world, like a machine that needs to be fixed quickly. Look at what we've done to nature. We inject our crops to grow even before the season has fully arrived. We ask our cows to give more milk. We ask our chickens to lay more eggs. We squeeze productivity out of everything, even if it cannot breathe anymore. We ask children to grow up too fast, and we ask adults to not act like children. We ask students to ace every exam. We ask workers to give always high productivity, on command, all the time. And we call it normal. Even when we get a headache, something our body can recover from after a good day of rest, we panic. We pop a pill because the deadline is approaching, the boss is yelling, the sale is ending, and our favorite shoe is about to run out of stock. A cold, a fever, something that was a sign from the body to take rest, to slow down. Now it's just another inconvenience. We bulldoze our way through it. And it runs down to deeper things too. When a heartbreak happens, when anxiety kicks in, when grief takes over, we treat it all the same. We try to get rid of it. We try to fix it. When? Now. But healing, real healing, which means our return to wholeness, it doesn't work like that. Healing takes time. Just like a baby takes 9 months to grow, a tree takes years before it bears fruits. You took your time to learn how to walk, how to ride your bike. You took your time to understand the world. Then why should healing be any different? Why should we rush through this process? Why should your emotional growth be any different? There is a rhythm to all things, a natural flow, and maybe we have lost touch with it. And perhaps that's the real invitation here. To breathe with life instead of trying to beat it to the finish line. To allow yourself the space to move slowly, to move with love, with awareness, with softness. Just because you're struggling with something right now doesn't mean that you won't end up creating a new pain in your healing. And just because you heal this thing doesn't mean that another one won't rise up to be seen. And that's not bad news. That's just life. So maybe the real path here is to find your dance, to enjoy every step, even the awkward ones, to move from your problem to solution, not as a chore, but gracefully, to move from the awareness of pain to healing as a kind of an art. Life isn't about going from point A to point B. There is no magical destination waiting at point B that everything suddenly becomes perfect. There is no gold medal for the fastest healed person. The beauty, the depth, is in the becoming. It's in the navigation. It's in the curiosity. It's in showing up again and again. It's not about the mountain. It's about the climb. The beauty, the depth, is in the messy breakthroughs, the quiet, raw and tender mornings, the nights when something old stirs in you. All of this is the good part. So if you are in a rush to become someone else, pause just for a moment and let the process unfold and let yourself be exactly who you are. There's nothing profound here to end this with. Just this moment, just a breath, and maybe this quiet truth that you are not behind at all. That maybe you are right where you need to be. That maybe everything is all right. It's just the perception. It's not the reality. All right?